Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm warning is currently in effect until early this evening. Snow showers continue throughout the day today, staying cloudy with our high nearing 28. Cloudy skies overnight tonight with our low around 13. Some sunshine as we head into Friday with our high nearing 33. Clear skies and very chilly Friday night with a low around 2. And 38 on Saturday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 18 degrees.
Snowfall in the 3 to 4 inch range overnight, still falling across much of our listening area. Virtually all of the area schools are closed for today, including Southern Wymore, USD 108, Washington County, USD 113, Prairie Hills. USD 223, Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn is closed, as well as USD 364, Marysville, USD 380, Vermilion, Frankfort, and Centralia, and USD 498, Valley Heights. The Highland Community College Western Center at Baileyville is closed. Marshall County Nutrition Sites are closed with no Meals on Wheels, no Agency on Aging Transportation Service. Senior Citizen Services in Washington County meal sites are closed today. Blue Rivers Area Agency on Aging closed, including Wymore today. No sale at Marysville Livestock. Coffee and Conversations, the Marshall County Historic Courthouse, postponed until March 17th, 10 a.m. Again, the following school districts are closed for Thursday. Southern Wymore, USD 108, Washington County, 113, Prairie Hills. No school at USD 223, Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn. No classes at Marysville, USD 364, USD 380, Vermilion, Frankfort, Centralia, USD 498, Valley Heights. And no classes at the Highland Community College Western Center at Baileyville Thursday.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. State offices in Shawnee County will be closed today as a winter storm is expected to move through the area. Governor Laura Kelly announced the move Wednesday night. Employees who are able to work remotely are directed to do so. The declaration applies to all non-essential state employees in the executive branch agencies under the governor's jurisdiction who work in offices located in Shawnee County. It does not include the Board of Regents, Regents Institutions, the judicial branch, or the legislature. And Governor Kelly also ordered flags to be lowered at half staff after Kansas saw the COVID-19 death toll reach 8,000. Flags should be lowered to half staff and remain so until sundown on March 11th. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the amount of deaths due to COVID-19 in the U.S. stands at 957,752. A total just shy of 79 million COVID-19 cases have been reported in the U.S. as of March 2nd of this year. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
A prosecutor says a student used a ghost gun during a shooting at a Kansas high school that left two adults and the student wounded. Johnson County District Attorney Steve Howe says the gun 18-year-old Jalen Elmore allegedly used in the shooting at Olathe East High School on Friday was an illegal firearm made from a kit or individual parts that can be purchased online. The Kansas City Star reports that Howe says such guns have no serial number and are untraceable. Elmore is charged with attempted capital murder after the shooting wounded a school administrator and a school resource officer. The Kansas Senate voted Wednesday to confirm the appointment of Janet Stenick to serve as the secretary for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. That's according to a media release from the governor's office. Secretary Stenick previously served as the director of state employee health benefits program. Prior to that role, Stenick spent more than 35 years in various health care leadership positions, including 21 years of her career at Stormont Vale Health, Topeka. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Huh. The average person spends 8 days searching for new tires? Stop searching and start driving. Between February 16th and March 7th, get $70 via reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires, including the Michelin Cross Climate 2 tire.
See Mike's OK Tires in Marysville today.
See MichelinMan.com/auto/deals, promotions, and rebates for complete details. Offer expires March 7th, 2022. Void where prohibited.
Stop on and see Mike's OK Tires in Marysville today.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Law enforcement officials say at least 5 people have died in 2 separate crashes on Nebraska roads. Police in the eastern Nebraska city of La Vista say 2 people were killed early Wednesday morning in a crash involving several vehicles at a busy intersection. A day earlier, 3 people were killed in a crash involving 3 semi-trailers on I-80 about 25 miles west of Lincoln. The Seward County Sheriff's Office says the Tuesday crash happened around 5:45 a.m. when an eastbound semi-trailer crossed the median and hit a westbound semi head-on. Authorities say another westbound semi swerved to avoid the collision and overturned. 3 people were declared dead at the scene, and a 4th person was flown to a Lincoln hospital in critical condition. Fire crews in Adams County responded to a house fire in the 1100 block of North Platte Avenue in Juniata. Hastings police got a call around 2:30 a.m. Monday of a house on fire. The Juniata Volunteer Fire Department was able to get the fire under control around 3 a.m. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Revised options for building updates at Nemo Hall Central Schools in Seneca were reviewed, with preferred concepts from 3 options sent back for a compilation design to the school board. A nearly $37 million proposal, which included a new gymnasium and auditorium addition, was soundly defeated by USD 115 voters last November. Early estimates for revised plans range from $17.5 to nearly $30 million. The gym, wrestling room, and auditorium have been trimmed, with additional classrooms, entry and admission offices, restroom renovations, and locker room remodels listed among preferences. Reservations about overall costs were expressed, but it was noted the public seemed inclined to favor educational-based improvements. A preliminary design will be completed, and input from staff and community groups will be considered, as the USD 115 board will consider a bond firm at the March meeting, which will be delayed a week to March 21st due to spring break. Construction on a new pre-K through 5th grade elementary school building is proposed in Beatrice after voters previously rejected a consolidated facility. At a recent board meeting, the Beatrice superintendent reported on progress being made on the architectural side, with 4 companies interviewed for construction manager. Financial proposals will be tackled next, with a funding proposal developed. An interlocal agency has been established with the Beatrice District and ESU 5 to fund construction through school district building funds. Helen Barber and Rob Peschel with Marshall County Partnership for Growth met with Marshall County commissioners last week, providing an update on recent activities. Axtell's working with a committee regarding a new grocery store. Summerfield establishing a daycare in the old school. Currently, the school has the aeroponics farm and a thrift store. The state has approved the facility for daycare. The Border Bar and Grill is under new management. There remain concerns about housing in Summerfield. Marysville's working on the 7th Street corridor drainage, daycare issues, and new businesses. Partnership for Growth is working with the city of Waterville on some water issues, and working with the City and Corps of Engineers regarding revitalization of Lake Idlewild. There is a volunteer group working on a trail around the lake. Frankfort Community is encouraging application for the Moderate Income Housing Grant, and Blue Rapids is working on a grant for a business attraction. Former Marysville High basketball standout Kendra Wecker will be among half a dozen women stars participating in Kansas State High School Activities Association activities this weekend, recognizing 50 years of Title IX and the first girls' state championships played in 1973. Kendra Wecker will present the game balls and awards at the 4A State Tournament Championships at Salina. Snowfall in the 3 to 4-inch range overnight, still falling across much of our listening area. Virtually all of the area schools are closed for today, including Southern Wymore, USD 108, Washington County, USD 113, Prairie Hills. USD 223, Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn is closed, as well as USD 364, Marysville, USD 380, Vermilion, Frankfort, and Centralia, and USD 498, Valley Heights. The Highland Community College Western Center at Baileyville is closed. Marshall County Nutrition sites are closed with no Meals on Wheels, no Agency on Aging transportation service. Senior Citizen Services in Washington County meal sites are closed today. Blue Rivers Area Agency on Aging closed, including Wymore today. No sale at Marysville Livestock. Coffee and Conversations, the Marshall County Historic Courthouse, postponed until March 17th, 10 a.m. Again, the following school districts are closed for Thursday. Southern Wymore, USD 108, Washington County, 113, Prairie Hills. No school at USD 223, Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn. No classes at Marysville, USD 364, USD 380, Vermilion, Frankfort, Centralia, USD 498, Valley Heights. And no classes at the Highland Community College Western Center at Baileyville Thursday. Patricia L. Wiggins Holly, age 73, of Humboldt, Arizona, passed away February 26th. Funeral services planned Saturday, 10:30 at the Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Christy Anders, Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Patricia Holly. Gary G. Romine, age 72, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Services planned at a later date in Missouri, with the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of local arrangements for Gary Romine. Dolly D. Taburin, age 93, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Dolly Taburin.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm warning is currently in effect until early this evening. Another cooler day across the Midwest as this large low pressure system continues to make its way through. Snow showers will continue throughout most of the day before clearing up overnight tonight. For today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the lower 20s and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the upper teens and mid-30s throughout Kansas, and the mid-20s and lower 50s throughout Missouri. Anywhere between 1 to 4 inches is possible throughout the system, with the largest accumulation being throughout Kansas and Missouri. As we head into the overnight hours, we can expect to see lows in the lower to upper teens throughout Iowa, just below zero and in the lower teens throughout Nebraska, the single digits and upper teens throughout Kansas, and the upper teens and lower 30s throughout Missouri, and cooler on Friday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early March 54, record high on this date 84, the average low 29. Sunset this evening, 6:29. Sunrise in the morning at 6:47. We received 3 to 4 inches of snow overnight at the KEDY studios. Light snow falling, an overcast, and 19 degrees this morning. Going to be some slick spots, quite a few weather-related postponements, cancellations today, be advised.
The sun stays scorching hot in South Beach, and another quarterback on the move. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. On the heels of Devin Booker's anticipated return to the Suns lineup, the Western Conference leaders also became the first NBA team to punch its playoff ticket.
Devin Booker into the forecourt, gets a pick, throws the long three up, and cashes in from way downtown.
The call on KMVP. After missing the past four games and COVID protocol, Booker flirted with a triple-double in his return, finishing with a team-high 23 points. Phoenix overcame a slow start to top the Heat 111-90. The Suns improved to an NBA best 53-13 and are 40 games over 500 for the first time since the 2006-07 season. Major League Baseball has canceled the second week of regular season games, pushing opening day to no earlier than April 14th. After talks with locked-out players failed to produce a suitable agreement, disagreements over the international draft led to the latest breakdown in talks. A day after the Broncos traded for Seahawks star Russell Wilson, the Washington Commanders got in on the quarterback trade feeding frenzy, acquiring Carson Wentz from the Colts and swapping this year's second-round picks. The Colts also added a third-round pick this year and a 2023 third-rounder that can turn into a second-round pick if Wentz plays over 70% of Washington snaps. The Commanders will assume all of Wentz's $28 million salary this season, including a $5 million roster bonus due next week. Back to the NBA, the defending champs hitting on all cylinders.
Giannis into the front court, trots it across midcourt. He drives inside on Capella, puts the shot up and hits it with another foul.
On the Bucks radio network, behind Giannis Antetokounmpo's double-double, 43 points, 12 rebounds, the Bucks held off the Hawks 124-115 for their sixth straight win. Colgate became the latest team to clinch a spot in the NCAA tournament with a win over Navy in the Patriot League championship game. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Hanover boys defeat Central Plains on Wednesday 84-43, advancing to face Buckland in the semifinals Friday at 6, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights girls fell to Berean Academy 46-43, ending Valley Heights season. Centralia girls tip off versus Spearville at 6 Thursday evening at Dodge City. Hanover girls face Lebo Thursday evening at 8 from Great Bend, live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball today on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 10th of March. KNDY News Time 7:22.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Senate Agriculture Committee's ranking member, John Bozeman of Arkansas, wrote a letter to Ag Secretary Vilsack asking for a delay in the deadline for farmers to sign up for CRP. With inflation at a 40-year high and global food prices reaching a new record last month, Bozeman wants the administration and USDA to look at ways of increasing food production. To that end, he says, he requests to delay the sign-up deadline for the Conservation Reserve Program until farmers have a better understanding of supply disruptions associated with Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He said a delay will allow farmers to evaluate whether it's better to raise and insure a crop or enroll land in CRP. Bozeman also points out that should the conditions in Ukraine continue to deteriorate, giving livestock producers continued opportunities to graze livestock on CRP ground without penalty should get consideration. The general CRP sign-up deadline coming up March 11th. The March World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates for 21-22 show U.S. wheat supply and demand outlook calling for lower supplies, unchanged domestic use, reduced exports, and higher ending stocks. Wheat exports dropped 10 million bushels, while imports dropped 5 million bushels from last month, all in hard red winter wheat. The season average farm price rose 20 cents a bushel to $7.50. The corn supply and demand outlook is for increased food, seed, and industrial use, larger exports, and smaller stocks. Export projections rose 75 million bushels to 2.5 billion. That reflects an expectation of sharply lower exports from Ukraine. Corn for ethanol use up 25 million bushels, 5.35 billion. The projected season average price rose 20 cents to $5.65. Soybeans looking at higher exports and lower ending stocks compared to
last month. Exports rose by 40 million bushels, while ending stocks dropped by 40 million to a projected 285 million. The season average price rose 25 cents to $13.25 a bushel. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
My fellow Americans, I have something very special to share. The Boyer Limousine Bull Sale. I fully endorse these bulls. Really, really good. Have the most perfect temperament. It's really something. World-class performance and calving ease. Never before has the world seen anything like it. Don't miss the 31st annual Boyer Limousine Production Sale, Sunday the 13th at 1, selling 40 bulls and 20 open heifers. The bulls you get at Boyer Limousine are really, really big. Not the teeny-weeny bulls you see at other sales. Call Jay with questions. 696-4410.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Starting off a Thursday today, markets opening up in just a bit. Interesting day in trading at yesterday as things were mostly lower across the board for the grains and the livestock. At the end of trading yesterday, a little bit different story than what we had seen over the past week or so with the grains really skyrocketing. They saw a bit of a reset in the market yesterday. March corn wrapped up 19.5 cents lower, sitting at 735 even a bushel. May corn was down by 20 cents even at 733 even. And the wheat market, they took another big day moving further down, resetting themselves with March KC wheat down 79 and three quarter cents at 1106 and a quarter. The May was down by 85 cents at 1114 and a half. Over in the soybean market, they started off and they were the ones lingering in the green for most of the day yesterday, but they ended up wrapping up down as well. March soybeans down 18 cents, finishing at 1686 and a half. The May soybeans were down 18 cents at 1671. And three quarters. Meal, they were up a little bit by the end with March soybean meal up $5.10 at $4.95 even. And it was mixed in the oil with soybean oil for March up 39 cents at $8.07 with the May down by $1.60 at $74.15. Cotton market kind of teetered back and forth yesterday with mostly higher numbers throughout trading throughout the day. It wrapped up a little bit lower with May cotton down by 42 cents at 117.55. The March cotton was off the board at 122 and 17 cents. In the oats market, things were a little bit higher there for a lot of trading. Again, wrapped up mostly lower with March oats wrapping up 7.25 down at 695 and a half. The May was down by 7.25 at 635. And a half a bushel. In the livestock market, things were mostly lower by the end after starting off kind of mixed on the board. April live cattle was down $1.47 at 137.57. The feeder cattle March saw a little bit of a gain, 2 cents higher at 154.05. April feeder cattle were down at 17 cents at 160.15. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Wheat growers looking for high yields and disease tolerance are turning to the latest release from the AgriPro brand AP Bigfoot. New for 2022, AP Bigfoot offers industry-leading yield potential with acid soil and drought tolerance, as well as very good tolerance to leaf and stripe rust. AP Bigfoot is also one of the top varieties in the AgriPro brand lineup for wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates online at agriprowheat.com. New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text INTERNET to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
There will be no cattle sale Thursday at Marysville Livestock with a winter storm warning. No cattle sale this Thursday at Marysville Livestock.
Most of the country still has plenty of thawing and drying before planting begins. Some advice on testing the soil for readiness today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 10th, the 69th day of the year. Actor John Hamm is celebrating a birthday, and Alexander Graham Bell made history's first telephone call to his assistant, Mr. Watson, on this day in 1876. Once spring arrives, many gardeners are hard-pressed to know when the soil is ready for planting. Try this clever test. Step into your garden soil and examine your footprint. If it's shiny, the soil is still wet. If not, the excess water has drained and it's safe to plant. Rather not muddy your shoes? Here's another time-honored technique. Scoop up a handful of soil, squeeze it into a ball, and then drop it. If it crumbles into small pieces, the soil is ready.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 3 to 4 inches, new snow fall overnight. Kind of a light, dusty snow. It's pretty out there. Light snow falling, maybe some additional accumulation today. Any wind picks up, blowing and drifting snow. Likely be some slick spots as well. Be advised, travel may be a little hazardous today. Colder temperatures going to be in store with highs not breaking past 30 today. But look out, a warm up into the first of next week should melt the snow away rather quickly. Most all of the area school districts are canceled for today. No school at Southern Wymore, USD 108, Washington County. No school at Prairie Hills, USD 113, USD 223, Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn. No school at Marysville, USD 364 today. USD 380, Vermilion, Frankfort, Centralia, and USD 498, Valley Heights are closed, as well as the Highland Community College Western Center at Baileyville. Marshall County Nutrition Sites, including Meals on Wheels, closed for today. No Agency on Aging Transportation Services. Senior Citizen Services in Washington County, including the meal sites at Hanover and Washington, are closed on Thursday. Blue Rivers Area Agency on Aging Sites closed, including Wymore today. Marysville Livestock, no cattle sale today at the sale barn. The Coffee and Conversations, the Marshall County Historic Courthouse, scheduled today is postponed until next Thursday, the 17th, 10 a.m. If you have additional weather later, postponements or cancellations, call us at KNDY 562-2361. If we're not immediately available, leave that on our voicemail.
The Valley Heights Lady Mustangs basketball team season came to an end, unfortunately, on Wednesday at the 2A state tournament in Manhattan as Valley Heights led by as many as 14 against Berean Academy in third quarter, 24-10. Berean Academy, though, red hot from three after going 0-for-8 in the first half from three-point land. They hit five threes in the third quarter, one in the fourth, rally and defeat Valley Heights 46-43. Valley Heights was led by Emma Youngenberg, the senior, with 19 points. Kat Turber chipped in with 9 points and 3 three-pointers all in the second quarter. Maggie Turber with 8 points, including a three-pointer. But it wasn't enough as Berean Academy comes back from a 14-point deficit. Valley Heights led virtually the entire way, but Berean Academy rallies, overcomes that 14-point deficit, and wins 46-43. Mustangs' very successful season comes to an end at 21-3 in the first round of the 2A state tournament. Once again, your final, Berean Academy 46, Valley Heights 43. Reporting for KNDY FM Radio, this is Wade Gershner.
It was an absolute manslaughter here in Great Bend as your Hanover Wildcats dismantled Central Plains 84-43 here on Wednesday night behind an absolute monster game from Keegan Dimmler. 27 total points, went 9 for 21 from the three-point land, one shy of the tournament record, and that's all he took. Threes tonight, it was big in the victory. And then Josh Zarbenik, he finished with 24 with peak efficiency, 9 for 14 from the field, 3 for 3 from the arc. And then on the side of the Central Plains Oilers, it was 23 points from Peyton Ryan, 7 for 13 from the perimeter, and then 8 points for Aiden Heckley, 2 for 7 from the three-point land as well. So Hanover advances to the next round. Well, they'll play Friday starting at 6 o'clock. Your Hanover girls basketball team, though, plays Thursday at 8 o'clock right here on KNDY. For that, I am Paxton Gordon.
State basketball tournaments tipped off across Kansas Wednesday. In 1A Division II boys action, top seed Hanover dispatched Central Plains 84-18. Hanover advances to play Buckland, a 67-45 winner over Caldwell. Second seed Greeley County held off Pawnee Heights 63-34. And third seed Northern Valley edged Waverly 64-57 in overtime. 1A Division I boys, top seed Olpe over Troy 51-21. Seventh seed Solomon knocked off second seed Norwich 45-43. Third seed South Gray over Ness City 62-53. And Maxville took Osborne 45-41. 2A girls action. Valley Heights season came to an end. Lady Mustangs defeated by fourth seed Berean Academy 46-43. Top seed Sterling Valley over Mission Valley 73-52. Seventh seed Garden Plain knocked off second seed St. Mary's Colgan 39-26. And third seed Jackson Heights fell to Smith Center 44-37. 3A boys action, top seed Royal Valley edged Girard 60-56. Second seed Heston over Hugoton 46-34. TMP knocked off third seed Galena 68-67. And southeast of Saline topped Osage City 62-53. 4A girls action, Wamego girls seeded third, defeated Labette County 36-34. Clay Center fell to second seed Eudora 50-46 in overtime. Top seed Wellington down McPherson 33-29. And it was Bishop Miege over Abilene 74-35. Hanover boys defeat Central Plains on Wednesday 84-43, advancing to face Buckland in the semifinals Friday at 6, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights girls fell to Berean Academy 46-43, ending Valley Heights season. Centralia girls tip off versus Spearville at 6 Thursday evening at Dodge City. Hanover girls face Lebo Thursday evening at 8 from Great Bend, live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Kansas State Wildcats fell short in their first round of the Big 12 tournament on Wednesday, losing to the West Virginia Mountaineers in Kansas City 73-67.